Hello, this is the Fatigue Podcast. I'm your host, Kate O'Riordan. I'm a nutritional therapist and chronic fatigue recoverer. So my mission is to help women with fatigue, brain fog and bloating to have more energy to do the things they enjoy and get things done. If you're looking to feel energized and normal again, then you're in the right place. So my goal with this podcast is to share my story of how I recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome, share others' inspiring stories, and share useful nutrition tips on how to have more energy. Welcome to the Fatigue Podcast. Hi everyone, and today I'm going to be speaking about three tips for avoiding seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD. So we're getting to that time of year when, you know, the nights are drawing in, it's a lot darker in the mornings. Some people can be very badly affected by seasonal affective disorder, which can cause anxiety and depression, low energy, low mood, and general lethargy. But there are things that you can do that can help to prevent this. So when you listen to this episode today, you'll discover three simple tips you can do, including nutrition and lifestyle techniques to help preventing the low mood and low energy. So the first thing that I would recommend would be to make sure you're having, you know, good mood foods. So there are certain foods that can actually help support your mood. And these include things like foods high in omega-3s, such as salmon and walnuts, which sort of support your brain health, you know, preventing brain fog and low moods. You know, things also like berries, like blueberries, strawberries are really high in antioxidants, which can help reduce inflammation and low mood and low energy in your body. So definitely getting enough of these foods is really important as well. And also making sure you're getting enough protein as well, because protein is the body's main supply of amino acids. And amino acids are really important for mood issues because they're the building blocks of neurotransmitters, which are sort of chemicals in the brain, including, you know, serotonin and dopamine, which can help you to feel good. So making sure you're having protein with every meal is really important, and making sure you can digest it as well. So the second tip I would recommend would be to get out in nature if you can, as much as possible. So when you get out in nature, it gives you an immediate sort of mood boost, you know, seeing all the wildlife, the beautiful views, the trees. It's also known as forest bathing. It sort of clears your energy, clears your head. And as well, you know, if you're exercising at the same time, like, you know, going for a walk through nature, you get the mood boosting effects of the exercise and all the endorphins released. So if you could get out in nature for a walk at least 30 minutes every week, or ideally more, then this can really help to lift up your mood and your energy levels. And also getting out in nature, you're getting, which I'm about to come on to my third tip, which is vitamin D. So, you know, as long as the sun is still in the sky, you can still get vitamin D. obviously it gets a lot in the UK, it's a lot cloudier in the winter, so it's important to get vitamin D from other sources as well, such as foods, you know, like mushrooms, eggs, fish, things like that, or supplements as well. So it's really important because vitamin D supports your immune system, and a lot of people tend to come down with, you know, cold and flu as the weather gets colder and damper and people feel more run down. Your immune system can suffer, and as people are indoors more, they're more exposed to the germs going around, especially if the weather's bad and they're not getting out as much. So that's really important as well. So yeah, I hope that's provided you with some helpful tips. And you know, if you're looking for more personalized nutrition advice, then I'm currently offering 30-minute discovery calls. I've got a couple of slots later in this week. If you're interested, then we could have a little chat and I give you some sort of personalized next steps. And obviously there's no pressure to work with me if you don't want to, or if I think that, you know, someone would be a better fit for you. But if you do, then I can give you guidance on how that works and what the next steps are there. So yeah, thanks so much for listening, and do hope you keep well and keep happy in the winter period that we're coming into, and try and get out in the sunshine if you can when it's there. Depending on what country you're in, if you're in a warm country, you probably won't have so many issues with, you know, suffering from seasonal affective disorder. But in the UK it can be quite a common thing. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll be back again next week with more helpful tips for fatigue. And wherever you are in the world, have a lovely day or a lovely night. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Bye for now, everyone, and take care.